It's sebishiphop.com. So my name is Sebastian Seb for short. So that's S-E-B. Sebishiphop.com.
I got a bunch of questions about a lot of the articles you've written. There's two of them I just want to talk about right now. And this is the first one's like on a lighter note. It's about the Jay-Z and Solange incident. You know, it was funny because when I started reading, I'm like, I'm about to get the scoop. And then I felt bad because of the angle of the article. It was like kind of like I almost got tricked, it felt like, you know. What's your opinion about that? I mean, like, give them the synopsis of what your theme or your point was for that article.
Yeah. The article was called, What Really Happened Between Jay-Z and Solange. I think it was something like that, you know. Yeah. And, and people were upset, you know, because the article doesn't have anything to do about what happened between
Jay-Z and Solange. Got me good.
You know, so people were upset. As a matter of fact, I got a lot of hate mail for that one, you know.
Like, oh, wow.
That's click and bait. You know, you're trying to get people to click on your article so you can get more views or more reads, you know.
Ain't that the idea?
You know, and I'm like, yeah, that's the point. That's exactly the point. Like, I'm not PC about it. I'm not going to say, no, that's not what I was doing at all.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that is what I was doing. Thanks for figuring it out. You know, I was trying to get you to click on this so I could slap you a little with, with a dose of truth. Now, you know, and those who understood, you know, kind of like what you said, you know, their feedback was like, you got me. That was it.
You know,
and that's cool, man, because guess what? I get into celebrity gossip too a little bit. I'm no different than anybody else. You know what I mean? I'm nosy about some of that stuff, especially as a writer who's in hip hop and in entertainment. I need to know what's going on. You know what I mean? So I do. I know what's going on. Why, you know, Gucci Mane is locked up. Chris Brown just got out. You know what I mean? Nicki Minaj has a wardrobe malfunction. I know about all this stuff too. You see what I'm saying? All the celebrity stuff. Yeah, I know about it, and I click on articles sometimes because it's funny and it's it passes the time. It's all good. I'm not above that, you know. But the point was talking about celebrity worship. That's what the article was about. How people are so invested in every little thing that celebrities go through, that they overlook everything else, you know, about life, about the news, you know, about what's going on in the news. They're much more invested in Jay-Z and Solange, you know, and what happened in the elevator than they are, with more important things, or sometimes that they are in their own lives, maintaining their own healthy relationships, you know.
Yeah.
Like, before you figure out why Jay-Z and Solange, got into it, you know, how you doing at home? You know what
exactly.
I mean? How's your relationship?
Why does everybody hate you in your life? Right. You know?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I see.
You know, that's really what it is, man. You know, and I always, take, kind of a hard, direct approach when I write, because it has to be effective. It has to hit hard, you know, it has to. And if people don't like it, hey, it is what it is, you know. At the end of the day, like I was telling you earlier, it's just one man's opinion.
It's great. It's great, though. It's a great opinion, man. Because I mean, like I said earlier, a lot of these things float around in your head. You think you're like I used to always think I was a genius or something like that, because I would have ideas, and I'm like, well, I'm not gonna say them out loud because people aren't really ready for those ideas yet. But then I see you're writing articles about these things. So, like, you know, I'm thinking about how the industry's changed, you know, like there's a lot of different, companies that are phasing out, I guess you could say, artists like myself. You know, they don't really need people like me no more. You know, you can have people like Justin Bieber who can make you $1 million, you know what I'm saying, kind of steal art style in a way. But
right.
One of the articles you wrote was called Notice to Black Artists, Your Services Are No Longer Need. I think that's one of the most important articles that a lot of MCs or R&B people need to read and hear about, because a lot of us are out here trying to sound a certain way, look a certain way, so we can get picked up by a major label or whatever, when they are moving on. They've kind of left that in the past, in my opinion, and they're just your theme was for that article, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're right. It was probably one of the most read and popular articles I've written. And you know, this is something that I had been observing for a while now, for a long while. You know, but when Billboard magazine, you know, finally, you know, they opened up to the fact that in the Billboard magazine 55 or 56 year history, you know, it was the first time that there were no black artists in the number one spot for the Hot 100 charts. So it's very specific. Yeah. Okay, it's very specific. It's the Hot 100 charts, and it's the number one spot. Doesn't mean that there were no black artists on the charts at all. You know, they're strictly talking about the number one spot on a very particular chart, the Hot 100. Okay. You know, but still, it was something obviously that was noticeable enough for Billboard to speak on it, and for you know, other news outlet to report on it. So I thought to myself, okay, now it's the time for me to speak on it. You know, something that I've been observing for so many years. Now that Billboard is bringing it up, it's time for me to make an issue about it. So I wrote this piece, and I wrote it as a satire. Because if I had written it any other way, if I had written it, for example, like, you know, the problem with the Billboard charts or, you know, today's black music is blah, blah, blah. Nobody wants to read that.
Right.
This
was more like a warning notice, like you're about to be evicted. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Yeah, that's it. So I wrote it as a termination letter or a layoff letter, you know. I wrote it as the music industry saying, okay, thanks for your services. We, you know, it was great.
We got it now.
We'll take it from here.
We stole your formula. We got you now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I feel you.
Well, exactly. So, you know, and that's what satire is. You know, you take reality and you embellish it, you exaggerate it. You know, you add elements to, you know, elements that might not be true at the time, but could possibly, you know, develop that way. And the feedback was absolutely insane. Absolutely insane.
I can imagine.
And very telling is that Billboard magazine ended up doing a story about this article, Notice the Black Artists. You know, they did a story, they did a feature story on it, you know, and, you know.
Congratulations,
what was
by the way, you know.
thank you. and it was interesting because, you know, when they called me to tell me they wanted to do an interview and do a feature story, you know, they also told me that a lot of people in the industry, artists as well as executives, had been talking about the article. This is why they decided that they needed to cover it, since it had become such a big deal. And that everybody from artists to CEOs agreed with the letter. They just didn't want to come out and speak publicly about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was told very explicitly that a lot of the people who support the theme of this article are big name artists and big name executives, people that we all know and love, you know, who agree but just don't want to be identified.
Rock the boat. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't want to jeopardize their positions. And then I heard from a lot of artists myself. You know, I heard from big name artists who reached out to me directly to tell me that they definitely appreciate the message and really had been seeing the signs, you know, for years, and they were happy that somebody was finally speaking about it so bluntly, you know. So, you know, and it was great just to really spark that dialogue and obviously touch on something that was on everybody's mind. They just didn't want to talk about it. You know, people don't want to talk about race. You know, I mean, people do. They want to talk about race every day, but they just don't really want to get too deep. You know, racism is like the number one topic, but let's not go too deep. Let's talk about it every day, but let's not really get to the heart of the matter.
Right.
You know, So, I don't have a problem getting to the heart of the matter because I don't really have anything to lose. You know, I'm not a CEO of a major record company. You know, my job isn't on the line. My career isn't on the line. You know, so I don't have anything to lose when I speak on these things. You know,
that's awesome. It's a good thing. We need people like you out here. We, you know, if it wasn't for these articles out here, a lot of this information and this education wouldn't be there because I consider it education. It's fundamental for just in general, you know, just so you know what the world's like around you.
Absolutely.
Now, with all this in mind, man, you know, there's a lot of people listening. We'll be listening, and I want you to give some advice to, I guess, like people like myself, which are maybe an MC or like a radio dude or like I'm saying media or just or a listener, a fan, you know, advice for them to help keep this hip hop thing positive and how to be part of the movement again, you know, just briefly.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, there's a few ways to look at it. First and foremost, people really have to be in tune with the grassroots. They really have to keep their ears open to the streets, to what the streets are saying. And, you know, while, again, the situation may look bleak, you know, while things may look like they're getting worse, there's a growing movement of people who are sick and tired of the same garbage that they've been getting. They're sick and tired of the same filth. They're sick and tired of the way things are going, whether it's politics, whether it's the economy, whether it's the state of the music industry or the state of rap music. A lot of people are sick and tired of it. They want something new. Yes, you know, we're still, you know, bombarded with the whackness. You know what I mean? It's still all around us, but that doesn't mean there isn't this growing discomfort with the way things have been. You know, people are ready for something fresh, something new. We see it just with the success of Kendrick Lamar. You know, he's just one example. But he's a perfect example. Here you have an MC who he's commercial now. He's mainstream. We can say that about Kendrick now. You know, he's a mainstream artist now.
Right.
But he's actually a thoughtful lyricist.
Yeah,
you know?
He's pretty good, too.
He has content. He's actually speaking about certain things, you know. And, you know, again, because I work, you know, with kids, you know, I'm in a unique position. I'm not just in the industry, you know, but I have one foot in the classroom and one foot in the industry. So, you know, so I can see exactly what's going on both sides. And, you know, again, from a grassroots level, you know, talking, you know, being with kids all the time, you know, they want something better, too. They want something better. They want something with more substance, you know. They're craving it. I have students, and again, I'm telling you, some of my students who are locked up, this is my incarcerated students, you know, they don't even listen. A lot of them don't even listen to today's rap because they think it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. You know, and these are kids who themselves are locked up for, unfortunately, following some of the foolishness that some of these rappers are talking about. You know, but even in that, you know, even with that said, they still acknowledge how foolish it is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
it's kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy. You know what I mean? And that, you know, and I can speak on why that is or how strange that, you know, that is. But just to stick to the topic. You know, the fact is, they want something better, you know. So while your Hot 97s and your Power 106 and all the mainstream, you know, commercial outlets seem to only promote the same trash and it seems to get worse by the day, you know, on the streets at a grassroots level, people want something better. There's this growing movement, slowly but surely, more and more people want something better. So as artists, as hip-hop artists, you know, we now have a brand new landscape starting to open up for us. You know, there's a new lane for us to get in. You know, we no longer have to say, oh, well, that's what's hot in the industry. That's the only thing that's going to get me some exposure, so I got to stick to that, which is not true because You know, if you're one out of 3 million rappers in your city alone, you know, talking about the same trash that 2 Chainz and them are rapping about because you think that's how you're going to get put on, you're wrong anyways. You're not going to make it. It's not going to happen. You see what I'm saying? You know,
totally.
So you might as well speak your truth, speak your voice, and really be who you truly are instead of trying to emulate somebody because you think it's going to get you exposure when it's really not. So, again, to the advice that I would give is really be yourself. Understand that there's a growing movement of listeners and fans and consumers who want what you have, and be unapologetically you. Be unapologetically who you were meant to be. You don't have to copy anybody else. And the more unapologetic you are, the truer and more honest you are, the more it shows and the more people like that. See, that's why people like the stuff that I write. That's why people like my articles, you know, because most people will say, like, man, I love it. It's so honest. It's so real.
Yeah.
It's really refreshing. You know, it's refreshing. That's it. People want reality. They want people to be honest and truthful. I make no apologies for what I say, even if it offends people. But, you know, so I'm not watering anything down. I'm not telling people to dilute anything. I'm not saying, like, oh, you got to be a positive rapper. You know, don't do drugs and stay in school. Otherwise, you'll be a fool. I'm not saying that's what you got to do at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm saying, be you. If you are a revolutionary, be that. You see what I'm saying? If you're a nerd, be that all the way.
Be that.
You know, whoever you are, just be that all the way. You know, let who you are just shine through completely. Don't water it down. Don't dilute it. Not at all. Just be you all the way. You know, and people dig that, man. People want that now. They want somebody to just be themselves. You know? So that's my advice. Be you all the way and just let that shine. That's the best advice
awesome.
I can give.
Well, it's great. It got me back on track. You know, you fall off track very easily out here. But I wanted to make sure they know where you're at online other than raprehab.com. Is there any other place that you would like them to come check you out at?
Yeah. Actually, my new website, and when I say new, I mean in the next couple of days, it should be up
Sweet.
And ready to go. It's sebishiphop.com. So my name is Sebastian, Seb for short, so that's S-E-B, sebishiphop.com. That's where you can find me. Information about the Global Awareness Through Hip Hop Culture program, information about my creative consulting services for hip hop artists, and there's a link to Rap Rehab as well, and they can see all my articles. So everything is on sebishiphop.com.